Not all believers will operate the discernment of spirit, but every believer has access to the inward witness.
You're welcome to my Secret Place devotion with Oyeks Alfred. The Word of God is equipped to change your life. For more messages like this, you can follow on YouTube, Instagram, and Telegram, all on the handle Oyeks Alfred.
Good morning and welcome to a new week. I declare over your life, according to Nahum chapter 1 verse 9, that affliction will be far from you in the name of Jesus. No affliction will rise up a second time in your life and in everything that concerns you. In Jesus' name, amen. The Bible is very clear on the fact that the Lord does not want us to be ignorant about spiritual gifts. Now, this is recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1, because spiritual gifts are part of our inheritance as we receive the person of the Holy Spirit. At our devotional, we've been looking at the various gifts of the Spirit, and particularly we've looked at the word of knowledge and we've looked at the word of wisdom. Both of them are listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and these two mention are revelatory gifts. In other words, they reveal something supernaturally. They give a man the ability to know something that he had no way of knowing through any natural or physical means. Today we're going to look at another revelatory gift, and that is called the discerning of spirits, as listed in 1 Corinthians 12 as one of the 9 gifts that the Holy Spirit causes a believer to function in. What exactly is discerning of spirits? Now, discerning of spirits is basically a supernatural ability given by the Holy Spirit to enable a man to have insight into the realm of the spirit. In other words, a person is able to supernaturally see into the realm of the spirit or hear in the realm of the spirit, and he's able to discern 3 spirits. He's able to discern divine spirit, that is the ones that come from God. He's able to look in and see or hear demonic powers, and he can also know the tendencies of the human spirit as given by the Holy Spirit, that revelation. That is what discerning of spirits are. So you see someone who is able to see into the realm of the spirit. Maybe we'll take a look at a few examples that will give you a clear picture of what discerning of spirits are. If we take a look at an Old Testament example from Zechariah chapter 4 verse 1 to 3, Zechariah was writing as led by the Holy Spirit, and he says, "Then the angel who had been talking with me returned and woke me as though I had been asleep. 'What do you see now?' he asked. I answered, 'I see a solid gold lampstand with a bowl of oil on top of it, and around the bowl are 7 lamps, each having 7 spouts with wicks, and I see 2 olive trees and 1 on each side of the bowl.'" Now, this is a clear example of discerning of spirits. The prophet Isaiah was able to look into the spirit and see an angel and have a conversation with the angel. Beyond that, the angel said, "Look, what do you see?" And Zechariah began to describe how he had seen a bowl and a lampstand and all of that. Now, these things are not in the physical. The lampstand that he saw, the angel that he saw, the sticks that he saw, all those things that he saw were not in the physical. He didn't see them with his physical eye. The gift of discerning of spirit was in operation, and he was able to see into the realm of the spirit. He was able to hear into the realm of the spirit. That is how discerning of spirits, it enables a man to look in to see what is behind the scene. What are the powers that are behind the scene? Or he's able to hear an angel or all of that speak. Let's take a look at some New Testament examples so that you just have a clear picture. If you read your Bible in Revelation chapter 1, the Bible says, "I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, 'I'm the Alpha, the Omega, the first and the last. What seest thou? Write in a book and send it unto the 7 churches which are in Asia.'" Now, this was Apostle John on the Isle of Patmos, and he says he heard a voice, and the voice began to tell him certain things. Now, that was Jesus speaking to Apostle John, and that was a gift of discerning of spirits in operation. He was able to see into the realm of the spirit, hear a spirit being talking, and that is Jesus, and actually see Jesus. And if you read the whole of Revelation, the Revelation was actually declared, or Apostle John was seeing all the things that will happen in the future, and he was able to see into the realm of the spirit. So actually, the book of Revelations, two gifts were in operation in the life of John. The first one is descending of spirits. In other words, he was able to see beyond the natural and see what was going on in the realm of the spirit, but also the word of wisdom. God will show him in the future what will happen. So you see, these two gifts were in operation. Now you need to understand something about the gifts of the spirit. A lot of times, 2-3 gifts come into play at the same time. A perfect example will be what we just described in the book of Revelation. Word of wisdom was in operation. John was told what will happen in the future, but beyond that, he was also able to see into the realm of the spirit, see the angels, see all kinds of things that are happening, not in the physical but in the spiritual realm. Another quick example I like to give is one that happened in the book of Acts chapter 16. If you read from verse 16, the Bible was talking about a girl who was possessed by an evil spirit, and the Bible says in verse 17 that she was following Paul around and saying, "These are the servants of the Most High God, which show us the way of salvation." The Bible says in verse 18 that she did this for many days. Then Paul, being grieved in his spirit, turned around and said to the spirit, "I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her." And he came out of her that same hour. So you see, Paul was able to discern by the Spirit that the power operating in this girl was not the Holy Spirit. Even though she was saying the right thing, the power operating is the power of a demonic being. So you see, beyond just hearing and seeing in the realm of the spirit, Paul was able to discern and say, no, the person that is speaking is a demonic power. And that is how the gift of discern of spirit comes into operation. Now, imagine if the gift of discern of spirit was not in operation in the life of Paul. You know, he would have accepted a demon speaking to him, and maybe later on the demon start giving him direction about what to do, what not to do, because the gift of discern of spirit was not in operation. He could have been misled. So that's why the gift of discerning of spirit is a very powerful tool, and God used it a lot in the early church, and he's still using it today, where people are able to see into the realm of the spirit and hear something in the realm of the spirit. It is a gift of the Holy Spirit. Tomorrow, we're going to look at the difference between discerning of spirit and the inward witness. We're going to find out what is the difference between the two of them, because the two of them are closely linked together. One of them is a gift of the Holy Spirit. Not all believers will operate the discernment of spirit, but every believer has access to the inward witness. So what exactly is the difference between the two? We're going to look at that in our devotional tomorrow. Don't miss tomorrow's edition. You will learn something that will bless your life tremendously. God bless you. Have a pleasant day ahead.
For more messages like this, you can follow on YouTube, Instagram, and Telegram, all on the handle Oyeeks Alfred. Your presence. Oh.